there, story lovers and word wranglers. You're listening to Writer Groupie, and I'm MK Browning, your hostess. I'm a YA fantasy author, and just like you, someone who has stared blankly at the blinking cursor one too many times. Today, we're talking about one of the most infamous parts of the writing journey, the middle. Cue dramatic music. Or maybe just the quiet scream you let out when you realize you're 40,000 words in and you have no idea what your characters are doing anymore. Sound familiar? This is the episode for you. Let's get honest about why the middle of a story is such a struggle. The beginning of a novel? It's magic. You've got that shiny new idea smell. The characters are charming. The world feels exciting. And the words just flow. You're basically a literary wizard. Then you hit the middle. Suddenly, it's like trudging through knee-deep mud with no map, no snacks, and a cast of characters who've decided to stop cooperating. Here's what's really happening. One, you're out of the honeymoon phase. That beginning is always the easiest to write. Two, you haven't hit your big turning point yet, so the story might feel like it's stalling. Three, you're deep enough in to see plot holes, but not close enough to the end to fix them. And four, you're second-guessing everything, rewriting old scenes instead of moving forward. For me, I always know I'm in the middle when I start considering new subplots, or when a side character I barely introduced in chapter two suddenly seems way more interesting than my main plot. That's when I have to stop and breathe and remind myself, this is normal. So how do we get through it? How do we turn the middle from a swamp into a path? Well, let's talk some tools. First of all, zoom out. Take a step back and look at your story as a whole. What's supposed to be happening here? What needs to change in your character by the time they reach the climax? The middle should build toward that shift. Two, raise the stakes. If you're stuck, it might be because nothing's really happening. Make something go wrong. Break the plan. Force your characters to make a choice. That tension can spark momentum. Number three, write out of order. Who says you have to write in a straight line? Skip ahead to a scene that excites you. That excitement is fuel. Once you know where you're going, it's easier to backfill. Four, try a writing sprint. Set a timer for 15 minutes and just write. No editing, no rereading, just forward motion. It's amazing what shows up when the pressure's off. Five, talk to your characters. This sounds weird, but it works. Ask your character, what are you scared of right now? Or what do you want? What do you want to learn? Let them answer in their voice and suddenly your plot might start moving again. Six, reignite the spark. Revisit your inspiration, your Pinterest board, your playlist, your favorite scenes so far. Remind yourself why you fell in love with this story in the first place. Now here's the part I want you to really hear. The middle is hard for everyone. That doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It doesn't mean your story is broken. It just means you're in it. The middle is where your characters start earning their ending. It's where growth happens, even if it's messy, entangled, and full of doubt. And here's a secret. Your middle doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to exist. You can fix it in revisions, but you can't revise a blank page. So having said that, wherever you are in your story, whether you're flying, crawling, or just standing still, I'm here to remind you you're not alone. We've all been lost in the middle. But that's where the magic brews. Thanks for spending time with me today. If this episode helped, inspired, or at least made you feel a little less crazy, let me know. You can find me on Instagram at MK Browning Author, or drop a comment in the Scarfies group on Facebook. I'd love to hear your best middle of the book survival tips. And if you're enjoying the podcast, it would mean the world if you shared it with a fellow writer or left a quick review. Every little ripple helps. Until next time, keep writing, keep dreaming, and don't give up on your story. The end is closer than you think.